Critical care mailbag. IV fluids with Scott Weingarten and Rob. So normal saline makes patients more acidotic due to excessive chloride. Go.
I like that because I think we always think that, oh, it's just fluids, not going to hurt anybody. But if we actually look at our really sick patients, it definitely can do some damage.
I think it's amazing how many times this has changed. I mean, I remember when it had to be LR on any trauma patient. You weren't even allowed to have the NS. And then all of a sudden, normal saline was totally fine for everybody. And we just ignored the chloride. Now we give no fluids for trauma patients. And we're back to LR for everybody unless they're vomiting. And yet it all makes
sense.
Of course. If they're vomiting, then they need the chloride. That's absolutely fine. And that the LR does make sense for everything else.
Come back in December and it'll all change all over again. Now, I work with a community doctor and all he ever gives is lactated ringers. Nothing else. Never normal saline. We asked him why and he told us exactly the reason. So we always stockpile when he's on shift.
That was a question I had for you practically. Is it harder to get LR?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
It's just not in our culture to use LR. No one ever orders it unless it's for a special patient or a special type of patient. It's always normal saline. Hang fluids. We never ask what kind of fluids. It's always, we already presume that it's normal saline.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that before I used to order a lot of LR. But in the last 5 years since we've been in this hospital, nobody orders it. And I had trouble having too much. It was expiring. Mm-mm. And so now after this, we're gonna increase the order of LR again. But it makes perfect sense. And if we're actually doing harm, again, let's learn from our mistakes and start all over again.